Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another day of these little podcasts, which I hope you will enjoy. As always, sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Thank you to Sarah for the sponsorship. I appreciate that. And I'm going to talk to you now about the vanishing of Kate Middleton, because the elephant is like there's two elephants in the room. There's not even one elephant in the room anymore. And something that started out pretty innocuous has turned into something else. Something much deeper, maybe something much darker. So that's what I want to talk about. And of course, this whole sort of saga basically started back in middle of January when she Princess Catherine, Princess of Wales, went into hospital for what was called a routine abdominal surgery. Now, we weren't given any more details, so we don't know what it was. But basically, that was it. She vanished. Now, she hadn't been seen in the first 2 weeks of January, and she hasn't been seen since then, or has she? So this is what I want to explore with you. So let's see if we can go through the timeline together and see what we can make of this most strange story. So she vanished, basically, in the middle of Jan, didn't appear back until about 2 weeks ago. And at that point, there was a lot of people saying, like, where is she? I mean, okay, she had surgery. That's fine. And we all understand people need time to convalesce from surgery. But it seems strange that someone so high up in the royal family, she who would be the next queen of the UK, just vanishes for a couple of months. I mean, it never happened with the queen, but it's had happened with her. So there was a bit of a mounting questioning of where she was. Could we see her? And then this is where the photograph started, and it's got really worse, as you know, in the past day. So the first photograph was taken in the grounds of Windsor by paparazzi, showing someone who looked like a bloated version of Kate sitting beside her mother in a car being driven through the grounds. Now, the figure, it looked like Kate if Kate was on steroids. The face was bloated. It certainly didn't look like what she looked but like when we saw her last in December. So I think what happened was then, although maybe I'm being too innocent here, I assume what happened then is Kensington Palace then took the decision, oh, right, people are being a bit snarky about that comment. And here's Mother's Day coming up. So we'll stick out a lovely photograph of Kate and the kids and everything super duper fine. And they did that. And of course, within a couple of hours, that house of cards fell apart because everyone realized this is pure Photoshop. I mean, there's so much wrong with this photograph. And then questions were asked, you know, the image of Kate in it, is that the actual Kate sitting there, or is it an image from, let's say, 2023 of Kate? And then eventually the next day on Easter Monday, she put her hand up and said, yeah, I was photoshopping it, but never mind. This is the way we do things. And let's hope you all had a lovely Mother's Day. So that caused even more concern then, because instantly on Mothering Sunday, when she put the photo out first away, all the usual sycophants in the media were going, ha-ha, gotcha, conspiracy theorists. The next day, they were eating their own words. I'm thinking of Sarah Vine, for example, as a good example of that. So that was what happened next. That was Easter Monday. So then we went through last week, and silence from the cat from the palace, other than the fact that she wished everyone a happy Mother's Day, and then came that video. And that those photographs from yesterday, when apparently we're told, oh, look, conspiracy theorists, we've got you now. Here's a video of the Princess of Wales and the Prince of Wales heading to the Windsor Farm Shop. Did you see it? The Windsor Farm Shop. And there they were walking to the no security. Apparently, our future king doesn't even need any security. Huzzah! No security for William and Kate. Just one problem with this video. The woman in the video looks nothing like Kate Middleton. And the man in the video, who she's walking beside, who looks about the same height as the Prince of Wales, he's got a baseball hat on. So very convenient. So we can't really be sure who he is. And I've studied the video and the footage and they looked at different images and I've come to the conclusion it's not her. It's probably not him either. It wouldn't make sense for it to be him. It looks to me like a couple of actors were deployed to do this video. And the thing is, this did not come out of Kensington Palace. It was the Sun newspaper that released this. And we know in the past that newspapers are quite capable of making up all kinds of stories and all kinds of photographs and videos that may or may not be true. But this one looks completely fake, which means, and then this is the really, really strange thing happened yesterday. All the rest of the British media fell in lockstep. They agree, yes, Kate's back. She's looking fine. She's happy. There she is with William going as you do to the farm shop, even though you're royal. Yeah, you can do that. So it's like there has been some kind of, I don't know, Faustian deal potentially between the newspapers. The newspapers have indeed gone from being curious to all of a sudden, everything's fine. No attempt to hide, all fine, and that's because something has happened. Something, my friends, has happened behind the scenes. What it is, we can't be sure, but what we can be certain is that that woman in that video at Windsor Farm Shop, and I'm looking at an image of it now, it doesn't look remotely like Kate Middleton. It just doesn't. You know, she might have the same hairstyle. In fact, some people are suggesting it's a professional Kate Middleton lookalike, which is also possible. But, you know, you're getting the Daily Mail saying things like Kate's stunning statement. Kate Middleton pictured incredibly happy, reassuring fans and squashing all the rumors when she was seen smiling and making no attempt to hide on a farm shop with Prince William. Body language and experts reveal. Well, you don't believe that, do you? No one can actually believe that. How can they even write that with a straight face? So look, this is getting deeper and deeper. So now we can be pretty confident that as of time of recording, 19th of March, there's still not been an actual verifiable image or video of the Princess of Wales in 2024. Why? Why is that? Well, let me venture to suggest one thing that can explain it, because they don't want you to see Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, in 2024. They are hiding it for some reason. I have no idea what that reason is. You know, maybe she's self-conscious about something. I don't know. I mean, she was one and is one of the most photographed women in the world. So if they seriously thought they were going to fool us by sending out doctored picture after doctored picture, boy, are they barking up the wrong tree. And all it does is validate the concerns that some of us have been raising about this, whilst others laughed and said, don't be silly, Kate, she's fine. She never looked better. Well, she's never looked like herself at this point in time. The person in that video at Windsor Farm Park shop is patently not her. And again, bear in mind the source. The source is not the Kensington Palace in this case. The source is the media. So therefore, the media can be seen to be complicit in the vanishing of Kate Middleton as well. So where has she gone to? Is she well? Or worse? How can we tell? Well, the answer is, I think there's a Faustian deal being done between the media and the royals. And the message that us plebs are being sent is, oh, she's never been fine, she's never been better, and you're all mad conspiracy theorists. At this point in the time, my friends, she hasn't even been seen in this year. Let that sink in.